It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. On this Juneteenth, the annual commemoration of the end of slavery in the U.S. after the Civil War, we learn about a Wisconsinite making change in their community. And you can add your voice to the conversation. Call in with a question, share a comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tahira Malik is founder of Samad's House, a Milwaukee nonprofit sober living home for women in recovery from substance use. Tahira, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for inviting me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tahira, let's start with Juneteenth, this recognized as a federal holiday 2021, but Milwaukee celebrating Juneteenth for decades now. What does it mean for you to be in Milwaukee on Juneteenth and how it feels?
It feels absolutely amazing to be in Milwaukee on Juneteenth. Our theme this year is I Am Juneteenth. And with that being said, it commemorates so many different things dealing with independence for us. I'm just going to share with you that Samad, the meaning of Samad is independence. So it all correlates in the fact that we're trying to bring independence and self-sufficiency to the people of Milwaukee County.
Independence and self-sufficiency. Samad's House is going to be representing at the Milwaukee Juneteenth celebration later today. What are you hoping to offer people during today's celebration?
What's Samad's House? What we're offering today during Juneteenth, we are bringing awareness and education to the perils of fentanyl poisoning. We're trying to train our community on how to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose by utilizing Narcan. And then we're also training our community on how to use fentanyl testing strips so that if you are utilizing substances, you can live another day.
You have a personal story with the founding of Samad's House in 2020. Would you be willing to share how it came, its origin story, and how it came to fruition?
Absolutely. So my house came to fruition because I myself, I'm living in recovery. I've been in recovery from opioids for about a little over 11 years. I've lost my uncle. I've lost my cousin. Mm-hmm. And it took for me to lose my best friend. And I lost them all within 3 years. When I lost my best friend, that hit home so hard. And I had to go into action. I had to provide some way to bring awareness and also to bring a safe living space for women who are trying to live in recovery and for the community who are still in active addiction. I had to bring education to teach people and to bring awareness on how they can live another day.
And you take a holistic approach to this ability to live another day, to rebuilding women's lives. Can you take us inside this approach and what you mean by it?
So we take a holistic approach, meaning that you have to retrain your mind, your body, and spirit, all in conjunction in why you're trying to rebuild your life. When you live in addiction, you lose all substances of your mind, body, and spirit. The only thing that you are concerned about is consuming for another day. So when you come out of addiction and begin to live in recovery, you have to relearn how to live life. And so Samad's House offers programming, bringing financial education, health and wellness, parenting, AODA classes. And then we also, once they have completed 90 days with us, we actually offer them an opportunity to become recovery coaches and peer support specialists within our community so that we can continue to pay it forward.
Oh, that's really interesting that you really look to residents going through recovery to help others who are just starting out that journey. Why do you do that?
We do that because we're trying to empower our community with the necessary resources to be able to rebuild their life. In order to rebuild your life, you have to learn how to live life again and how to become self-sufficient. And so that once you receive the money, you have to know how to actually you have to have education financially to be able to save the money so that you can be able to move out on your own and regain your families.
There are some treatment approaches that are medication-assisted treatment. How does your recovery home view medication-assisted treatment from opioids?
We are in total support of medically assisted treatment from opioids. We actually have a couple residents who are currently on the Suboxone program. We are in full support of anyone who's trying to live their life in recovery from illegal substances.
We're talking with Tahira Malik, who is founder of Samad's House in Milwaukee, and you can join the conversation at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Tahira, what does Samad's House, why does your organization center around Black women in particular as you look at the opioid crisis?
So we particularly look at Black women, but we also look at Black men and anyone else that's living in Milwaukee County. I founded Samad's House, the residential sober living facility, because I myself am a Black woman who's living life in recovery. And I know what I went through when I was ready for change. When I was ready for change, no one could tell me where I could go to begin that change. And so we're trying to change that. What we're also trying to do is reduce the stigma of addiction. We're trying to talk to people and let them know that we don't judge you. We're just here to help. We're working really hard in our community to normalize the conversation surrounding addiction. And we do that by putting foot to the ground and bringing awareness.
Do you have to turn away women in your home in terms of the number of people you would like to help?
Yeah, unfortunately is that I only have two small single homes for women, and it's an abundance of women who are looking for recovery. And in the very near future, we're looking to expand into an apartment complex to be able to service more women. But we have an extensive waiting list because there are a number of women in our community who want the help. And it really hurts when we have to put them on a waiting list, because in recovery, it's an immediate need. You have to be able to help someone when they are ready, right then and there. We don't want to lose them to addiction in the streets.
And when you have a waiting list, you can't help a person right then and there when they have decided to start their journey and to live without the substances. Is that what I'm hearing?
So when we have a waiting list, I can't house them. But what we do is we provide them with necessary resources so that they can maintain their sobriety. We provide them with the outpatient treatment centers where they can go to classes daily to be able to maintain it until a bed is available. And we also work with a number of agencies that do provide housing. So we do reach out to the other housing resources just to see if there is a bed available. Unfortunately, sometimes we're not able to. Sometimes there's a shortage of beds all around Milwaukee County. And that's why it's so important for us to really focus on providing housing for treatment for women and for men as well.
I wonder, when you say sometimes there's a shortage of beds for recovery all around Milwaukee County, do the numbers ebb and flow? Like what would impact a rising and falling of availability of beds and other resources?
Well, unfortunately, the number is continuously rising of addiction in our communities. And it's a number of reasons that provide people to seek out treatment. Maybe they lost a loved one. A lot of times it's like, I'm just ready. And the shortage of beds is kind of it's a distraction for them not to be able to receive that housing. But we do try to provide them with the resources to maintain their sobriety. Sometimes, I can't say why. I don't know why the numbers ebb and flow, but they do. And sometimes when everyone is ready, there's not a bed available. And that's why it's important to be able to provide more housing here in Milwaukee County so that we can actually service more people.
Tahira, over 20 years ago, you faced really big difficulties in your life, specifically around prescription pain pills. What happened to your life with prescription pain pills?
Well, with prescription pain pills, I graduated from college and I worked as a social worker for a number of years. I had an accident and someone rear-ended my car, and the doctor prescribed me prescription Percocet pills, and I ended up taking them, and I liked the effect they had on my body, because I was trying to run away from an abusive relationship, and that helped, right? I became so addicted to the prescription pain pills that that's the only thing that really mattered in my life. I ended up losing my house, my job. I was blessed not to lose my children because I have such amazing and incredible parents. And it took a lot for me to rebuild my life. And that's why I'm really working hard in the community with the support of my agency to be able to provide housing and to be able to provide hope for the Milwaukee community.
Tahira Malik, founder of Samad's House in Milwaukee, focused on helping women recover from substance use disorders. And you can join in and be part of the conversation at any point. Call with a question, a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we acknowledge the history and significance of Juneteenth, when enslaved African Americans in Texas were told they were free, a century and a half later, we learn about work underway to make healthier and more inclusive communities. Tahira Malik, founder of the Milwaukee nonprofit Samad's House, is with us. And you can join in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Tahira, a study published this year in the Harm Reduction Journal suggests that opioid overdose death among Black Americans is driven by unmet needs for safety, security, stability, and survival. When you hear that, how does it align with what you encounter at Samad's House?
So, Kate, it aligns in the fact that Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in the United States. It aligns in the fact that with it being segregation, we are one of the cities that has one of the worst housing problems here. It aligns in that it is one of the cities that is most impoverished. It aligns in so many ways because there's a lack of resources. There's a lack of job security. There's a lack of housing security. There's a lack of income security. So yes, it aligns in effect all of those ways.
Specifically on the housing piece there and creating more availability for sober living and recovery homes, what would need to happen in order for you to scale up? What would be the next step in terms of funding?
We have to have governmental officials providing more availability for income for housing. We have to be able to house individuals who are homeless, who are transient, who is looking for a change in their lives. We have to be able to have funding supporting the sober living community.
Have you been able to get any grant funding in order to make Samad's House more resilient, or have there been grant resources?
We've received some grants in regards to providing us to become a harm reduction agency, to be able to educate and bring awareness in our communities. We have received monies in regards to Milwaukee County Bridge Housing to be able to house women. When you house individuals, though, you know there are so many needs that has to be met, such as food, such as providing. It's just, it needs, it's, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's that holistic. Well, I think it goes back to what you said before about the holistic approach, that there, it is not just substance use. It is rebuilding the entire life. Is that fair?
That is fair. It is rebuilding the entire life of a person who have been lost in addiction. We have to be able to bring awareness. But when we were building a life, we have to have substance programming to be able to rebuild that life. We have to be able to have the different classes and the resources, because it goes so much. If we are rebuilding our life, right? So, Kate, this is fair to say, when someone is ready for that change in their life and they go to the detox center for 7 to 10 days, they can, then they're housed in residential, provided that there's an open bed. And I'm just going to say, provided that there's an open bed, because there are few residential facilities here in Milwaukee County that house women who are trying to find recovery, right? We have only a few of those resources, but say you're able to find a bed to be able to continue within your tract of sobriety. So once you're there in an open bed, you're there from 30 to 90 days, right? Now we're able to move you into sober living, because now you're invested in your recovery. So sober living is the next step for you to be independent. So if you're in residential 30 to 60 days, and then we have to provide sober living, right? There's very few sober living homes in Milwaukee County to provide, to be able to assist in that treatment. So we need more beds and more sober living facilities. But Kate, in effect that we have, and we have the sober living, and you're able to get into a sober living house for women, what are your next steps? We have to be able to provide permanent housing for women. That's the next step. We have to be able to say, okay, you have invested 6 months in your recovery, so now here is the end result. You have to be able to provide that peace. It is what I am seeing is that it's hard to invest in your recovery when you have a time clock on your head. We have to be able to extend that clock so you do not have to be afraid to take those next steps. Recovery takes a lot of time.
And it's different for each person.
Yes, it's different for each person. Absolutely. Absolutely is different for each person. It depends on the track that you take for your life. Okay. But if you are invested in your life, you have to be able to, or you're ready for those next steps, you have to be able to have a solid plan. We as an organization provide a solid plan with the help of our residents. We create those safety plans together, and we have outcomes, milestones, 10, 20, 30 days that we are achieving to rebuild that life.
Tahira Malik with us, founder of Samad's House in Milwaukee, a sober living home community for women in recovery from substance use. And you can join in along the way at 800-642-1234. Tahira, what happens if a woman relapses along their journey? How does Samad's House respond?
So when a woman relapses, and if a woman relapses along their journey, if they're ready to take that next step and go back to detox, we're more than willing to take them. We stay in connection with all of our residents. And in fact, I can tell you, I have a resident, and she had lost contact with her mother. Well, not even lost contact. Her mother wasn't around due to addiction. And then she fell into addiction. She came to Samad's House after her residential stay of 90 days. She stayed with me for 120 days. And when she went to her next step for her apartment, over a course of, I'm going to say 70 days, she relapsed. And when she relapsed, the one thing that I am so proud of, because we kept that connection, we have a mentoring program. So our alum stay in contact with our newer residents. Mm. But when in fact she relapsed, she called me. She called me and she cried. She said, "I relapsed." I said, "Well, what do you need to do now?" She said, "I'll call you when I'm ready." And she did. When she was ready to re-begin that process, she called. And every step of the way, we have been there with her. We have been there with her. And we are working with her and working with the Legal Action of Wisconsin for her to regain custodial rights of her children that she lost during addiction.
Thank you for sharing that story. And in our final moments left, how can other organizations follow your lead and take action in their own communities?
Other organizations have to be aware of the growing need of educating their community on Narcan training and on fentanyl testing strips. We all can be proactive. We all can go out and save a life. All you have to do is be willing to take those steps.
Tahira, do you ever get tired, or do you feel, do you still feel hope?
You know, I always feel hope. Every time I look at the number, the growing number of people in Milwaukee County, we have lost a number of people in April, May. You know, these are skyrocketed numbers all over our community. So no, I don't have time to get tired. We have to go out and we have to save lives. Mm. We have to.
Tahira, thank you for joining us and for sharing the story of Samad's House.
Thank you, Kate, for inviting us. Thank you for inviting us. And we invite the community to come out, celebrate Juneteenth, our day of independence and celebration with us. We also invite the community to put foot to the ground, please, to join us and bring an education. Thank you.
Tahira Malik, founder of Samad's House. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.